While in various silent ways the seamen of the Pequod were evincing their observance of this ominous incident at the first mere mention of the white whale's name to another ship, Ahab for a moment paused. It almost seemed as though he would have lowered a boat to board the stranger had not the threatening wind forbade. But taking advantage of his windward position, he again seized his trumpet, and knowing by her aspect that the stranger vessel was a Nantucketer, and shortly bound home, he loudly hailed,
"Ahoy there! This is the Pequod, bound round the world! Tell them to address all future letters to the Pacific Ocean! And this time 3 years, if I am not home, tell them to address them to—"
At that moment the two wakes were fairly crossed, and instantly, then, in accordance with their singular ways, shoals of small, harmless fish, that for some days before had been placidly swimming by our side, darted away with what seemed shuddering fins, and ranged themselves fore and aft with the stranger's flanks. Though in the course of his continual voyagings Ahab must often before have noticed a similar sight, yet to any monomaniac man the various trifles capriciously carry meanings.
"Swim away from me, do ye?" murmured Ahab, gazing over into the water.